Cardinal George Pell has denied he attempted to bribe the nephew of notorious pedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale to stay quiet about the abuse that he suffered at the hands of his uncle. David Ridsdale made the allegations at the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse yesterday. In a written statement, Cardinal Pell said he did not attempt to bribe David Ridsdale or offer any financial inducements to silence him.
If George Pell is as sorry as he says he is, he will front up and he'd do that voluntarily. That's what one would hope for.
Judy Courtin, who's following the commission. Now, the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse is now also considering widening its net to investigate allegations of abuse in Australia's immigration detention centres. But the commission's chairman, Justice Peter McClellan, says he does not have the jurisdiction to investigate allegations of abuse in other countries, such as the Nauruan detention centre. Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand have agreed to stop turning away asylum seeker boats. The breakthrough came after a meeting in Kuala Lumpur to discuss the crisis. They've agreed to give temporary shelter to up to 7,000 migrants still stranded at sea. Regulators in the United States and Britain have fined six of the world's biggest banks more than $7 billion for trying to manipulate foreign exchange and LIBOR interest rate markets. Barclays Bank, JP Morgan Chase and the Bank of America are among those fined. Regulators say the practices had been going on for years.